This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Waiting for me. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. And this hour, we're going to be talking about starting your own business and extreme tax deductions, part three. Marty Barrett's with us. Marty Barrett is a college instructor in the hard sciences. She's a USA Prepares instructor, and she's been teaching the hard sciences for decades, a couple decades. And we've been talking the two previous Fridays about starting your own business and taking the same tax deductions that the wealthy take. Mm-hmm. And Marty is considering starting her business as a tutor, helping those who need a little more assistance learning the hard subject matter, the hard sciences, at the college and university level. Welcome, Marty.
Hey, you left us all hanging last week. You left us off with you're in an audit with bad hygiene and wild children. Continue.
Okay. All right. So I guess the question we're asking is, How do you prepare for an audit? What do you do if you're audited? And what do I do? Is that what you're asking me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Marty, what I do is I prepare for the audit years in advance. Huh. What I mean by that, yeah, literally years in advance. I know that there's a possibility that I may be audited way before the auditor even knows that I may be audited.
Are you audited both years?
Well, I used to be audited almost every year, and they finally gave up. I would say about at least 10 times I've been audited. I was a real estate investor, and they really like giving special attention to real estate investors because they figure that there are a lot of tax deductions, and they want to make sure that they're all legitimate. And so I have had a lot of experience being audited. I've probably been at more audits for myself than the typical tax preparer has been to. Okay, and that's because I take the extreme tax deductions. I read publication 17. I read the technical publications as what I can do. The rule books. I download them from the internet, and I use those rules to prepare my taxes. And as I'm preparing the taxes, I will write in the printed material that I've gotten from the IRS, either printed off my printer or a publication that I've asked them to send me. You know, years ago, you could actually get printed material from them. Now, you pretty much download them. So I'll print them, and I write in the margins why I took a deduction, what went into the thought process of taking that specific deduction. Oh. So I am prepared years in advance. I know that I'm going to be asked questions. Or I think I'm going to be asked questions by the IRS. So I'm ready for it years in advance. So it's not a surprise. I don't worry about it. It's not something that I, send in my 1040 and the associated documents. I don't worry about that for years. Saying, boy, I hope I don't get audited. I don't really care. If I get audited, it's a lot of fun. You really can't have that much fun for free in most circumstances.
And you're going to give us a summary of what you've learned from that publication 17, so we don't have to read it, right?
No, I really want the class to download it and read it. But I'll talk about it. And the reason is I can't imagine going to prepare my own taxes without having it in front of me, okay, and without reading it. All right, so what I can tell you is that it's the condensed rule book. It tells you what you can deduct. For example, business use of your home. There are certain deductions that you can take that will reduce your tax liability. For example, let's talk about this. Let's say a person has a 7-room home. It could be a 10-room home. It could be a 3-room home. It doesn't matter. However many rooms you have, we'll use that in this the arithmetic that follows. So if you have a 7-room home and you have a business in your home and you dedicate one of those 7 rooms to your business, you can then deduct the expenses that go along with your home. So, for example, well, let me ask you, what expenses do you have in your home that that you would like to be able to deduct? Let's talk about, can you deduct them?
Painting the house.
Okay.
Roofing.
You're talking about the, all right. Let's
exterior
talk about that.
Paying.
Okay, let's talk about that. So you're going to be setting up your tutoring business. Now, if you lived in a house that did not appear well, did not have good curb appeal, that would impact your business, wouldn't it?
Sure.
Okay, so a person pulling up, if they travel over to your house for tutoring lessons, if they see a building that's run down, your home is run down, they might just drive off. Okay, they might say, well, I'm not gonna go there. So you need to have your business appear as good as it can be. So if you wanted to paint it, change the color, for example, to make it more attractive, or maintenance, you can deduct the cost of that. And how much? 1/7. So if you buy paint at the store, and you buy paintbrushes and drop cloths, and you paint it yourself, or you and your husband and your family paint it, then the cost of those materials are deductible. If you hire some students to apply that paint, that cost is also deductible. So not only the cost of the paint, but the labor. And you would take 1/7 of that. Okay? Now, you mentioned a roof. Now, if your roof, I don't know anybody who says, you know what, to their spouse, why don't we change the color of the roof? I don't know anybody who does that. But what people do, is they say, you know, look at the ceiling. There's a little mark up there. I think the roof's leaking. And then they might repair the roof or re-roof to prevent, you know, further damage. And if that's the case, then deduct 1/7 of the cost of the roof repair. Now,
wow.
We're talking about serious deductions, right? Now, let's say, all right, do you have any other thoughts about repairs?
Is there a point at which there's a number that's too high that would draw their attention?
I can't think of one. However, let's say you were to invite a whole bunch of students to an event where you were going to talk about this tutoring service you have, and it cost you $15,000 for this event. That would be too high. I would say that'd be really hard to defend, okay? So if you took your students on a cruise, that'd be pretty hard to defend. But if you invited them over for a picnic, okay, in the backyard, and you said, look, I'd like to talk to my students. I'd like to have you come on over, and we're going to have hamburgers and so forth in the backyard, and love to see you. And you use that as a marketing tool, and you say, you know what, we do this tutoring service here. Here's how it works, and you invite their parents to come on over and meet you and that kind of thing because you're teaching college. I would think that you could use the cost of the hamburgers and the rolls and the propane, those kinds of things. I would say that would be a marketing expense. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
does this apply to things like hot water heaters and furnaces and air conditioning?
Okay. Well, do you live in an area that it would be uncomfortable, I don't want you to tell us exactly where you live, but do you live in an area that would be uncomfortable for you to have a tutoring class going on in the summer without air conditioning?
Yes.
Okay, well then it's required. So if you have an air conditioning repair, then I would say deduct 1/7 of that. Now, let's say you have that room. Now, you've dedicated this room. You've picked out this room, and it might be the third bedroom down the hall. It might be the second bedroom down the hall. But that is your tutoring classroom, okay? Or it could be your living room if you dedicate your entire living room to this classroom. So you pick the room, and it would be 1/7 of a seven-room house.
Now, what if I take a big room? Could you do it on square footage instead of room count?
Sure. Here's the logic that I would apply. Now, not everybody's going to agree with this. Let's say the this one room is the largest square footage room in the house. Then I would take the square footage percentage of that room compared to the house, because that would give me a bigger deduction. It might be bigger than 1/7. It might
so
be
whichever one is to my advantage.
Sure. That's how I would read it. Yeah. Uh-huh. Or if it's the smallest room, I would just say, well, how many rooms do I have? I've got 7. It's the smallest room, but that's okay. We'll just take 1/7. If it's the uh-huh. biggest room, we'd go by square footage percentage. At least that's how I would apply the logic there. Now, let's go back to that one room. Let's say you don't have air conditioning. Let's say you live in an area where air conditioning is used sometimes, but you're one of those that says, you know what, I can tough it out, but not in the classroom. So you go buy a window unit, a window air conditioning unit, and you stick it in the window. Now, I would call that an expense. Now, the IRS would want you to depreciate that air conditioning unit. So you look
at how would I do that?
Okay. Well, they have a schedule for appliances and things that you would buy, and I believe that it'd be either 5 or 7 years for a window unit. So you would take mm-hmm. the cost of that window unit, and you would spread that as a deduction over 7 years or 5 years, depending on what the latest IRS rules are. And it changes, you know, year after year after year. So you got to read the current rules. Now, the problem is that you can't, the IRS rules are released in January for the year prior. So we get the rules for 2016 in January of 2017. So you don't know exactly to the letter or to the number what the rules are, but you've got a pretty good idea based on what they were previously.
Do they change significantly?
Oh, they change every year. And the reason they change every year is because Congress continues to take bribes, and they favor certain behaviors. So, for example, if they take bribes for solar companies, mm-hmm. Congress may say, okay, let's give some tax advantages to people who install solar panels. Okay, or they may say, nah, it's not working, or we didn't get enough bribes, and so we're not going to do a solar panel tax favoring this year or next year. So it all depends on, and I'm being very, very serious when I say bribes. I believe these people are bribed, and they keep changing the tax rules. Now, also, they call it lobbying. They also have been lobbied, Congress has been lobbied, by companies like H&R Block and Intuit, the TurboTax people. And those two companies want taxes to be kept very complicated, so we give up before we start. So you've got to read, download Publication 17, and you've got to use it as your rule book. And once you read it, you'll find out that you can read between the lines and make your interpretations kind of like what I do. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433. 432-6433.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Marty Barrett's with us, and we're talking about extreme tax deductions, starting your own business, and taking the same deductions the wealthy take. This is part three in the series. Marty, you asked me about the audit. Now, I mentioned that I prepare for the audit while I'm preparing my taxes. So I have in my mind the answers to the questions that I might be asked. Now, what I do is I print the documents, and I write my notes in the margins, and I have all my receipts. And when I
How do you keep track of your receipts?
Well,
how do you organize them?
Okay, I keep them in a folder. There are farm receipts or USA Prepares receipts. And when I buy something, I write on the receipt what it is. I write in pencil. So, for example, if it's motor oil, I'll write farm tractor oil. Okay, I'll write that down. Or if it's a repair, I'll write down what the repair is for. If I buy something on the Internet, something on eBay, I will write when the document comes in with the package, I'll write what it was for, you know, my intended purpose. Okay, and then I have them in a folder. So when I'm audited, the auditor will say, okay, Mr. Finelli, and I bring my family and the children. And, you know, we're all there. As a matter of fact, if it happens again, I'll bring my neighbors if they want to come, and I'll teach them that, you know, this is an educational experience. And it's going to be a tax deduction, so dinner is 100% or lunch is 100% as an expense because it's an educational experience, including mileage at 54 cents back and forth. If I decide that I'm going to dress up for the audit, that's going to be deduction too. And I'll tell the auditor, I bought this new outfit. I want it to be presentable for the audit. I'll tell him right up. I'll tell him that I wanted to look good for him, and I bought this, and it's another deduction. Okay, I will do that. Now, I plan on spending the whole day with the auditor. Now, he does not want to spend the whole day with me, or she doesn't, because they are on a productivity thing where, you know, time is money, and they are measured on how much money they bring in. So I have all day, and he doesn't. So it takes me forever to find things. When he says, can you prove this? Can you prove that this is a legitimate deduction? I'll say, yeah, I've got that right here. It's in the folder. Give me a minute. I will find it. And the more I get pressured, the more stress that they try to apply, the longer it takes me. So then they learn pretty quickly to apply less pressure, because it goes better with less pressure. And so I turn it on them. And while they're asking me questions, I'm asking them questions. You know, I ask them to show me.
Such as?
Well, okay, that's not allowed, Mr. Finelli. Really, can you? I really would like to see that. Can you show me where it says that? I'm sure you have that written somewhere. I'm sure you have the tax code that says that. Let's go through that. I'd like everybody, guys. Harry here is going to show us how the tax code works. But we're ready. Yeah, please tell us all about that. Okay. So I will ask him to prove in a very nice way exactly how this works. And so now he's teaching a class, which is making matters worse for him, because not only does he have to wait for me to find my receipts, which I have all of them, and I can prove every deduction I've taken and why, now he has to prove to me why he doesn't think that that's legitimate. And he can't, because I've read the rules. I know the answers to the questions before I ask them. Otherwise, I won't ask them.
And you're not intimidated by their process.
Absolutely not. Why would I? What can he possibly do to me? Is he going to put me in jail? I don't think so. I really don't think so. And then, you know, we'll even take a class picture.
Are you going to laugh at that point?
No. I would have a camera, and I would stand up and go ask someone at the next cubicle over or the next table over. I'd say, this is really great. Thanks so much for inviting us to be here today. Whole family and loves it. Now, would you take a family picture? We're going to stand right next to Harry over here. Could you do that for us? Yeah. So I have lots of time.
They're probably still talking about you.
Well, they talk about me in Jefferson City because I ran for a school board position. And I put an ad in the paper, and I said, fire the entire school board, one director at a time. Consider voting for Vincent Finelli, the only candidate who won't make your child urinate in a cup. So, yeah, they...
That's your platform.
Well, sort of. Now, you mentioned the hot water heater. Now, let me just address that for just a couple seconds. Okay, so if your hot water heater, you know, they say it's a 27.5-year depreciation. I'm not willing to do that. So what I would do is I would say, what's reasonable? Well, if you go buy a hot water heater and it has a 3-year warranty and it costs $600 to have that installed, the heater and the installation, I'd say, well, I'd take a picture of it and it says it's a 3-year hot water heater, $600 with labor, $200 a year. Okay? Or if it's a 5-year hot water heater, $750 installed, I would deduct $150 per year. I'd appreciate it that way. And I'd say, well, here's a picture of it. Now, how long does your hot water heater last, Harry?
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Last day.
God, you're.
Take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, Marty Barrett, when we did the first broadcast, we were wondering, would we have enough material to do this? Now I'm wondering, I don't think we're going to make it through it with the third part. We might have to do...
I got lots of questions.
I'm so glad. So consider your schedule, and we have enough time to do part four or five if we need to. Yeah, next question, please.
Have you ever been caught off guard during an audit?
No. And I can say that
why
definitively.
That?
All right. Well, we talked about how I prepare our taxes. So I know going in to filling out the documents what the rules are. I read the rules. I've committed them to memory. And those that I can't remember, I can refer to as I prepare the taxes. So I might have to look at some tables, and I might, you know, I might not remember 54 cents because it was 56 and a half cents, you know, previous year. So, and I might have to refer to that. Other than that, I've read the rules. I know what they are. I've written them down. And I'm not caught off guard because I prepared a year or two or three in advance. All I have to do is pull out the folder that has the tax filing in it. I know what I've done. I know why I've done it because it says in the notes on the margins. I know what the rules are. I can refresh my memory. And I go in, and I'm ready to go. I am more prepared than the auditor who does this for a living.
I was just going to say, are they ever caught off guard?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are because I ask them questions. Well, let me give you an example. I was audited one year, and the auditor said to me, Mr. Finelli, what's this deduction here? And I said, well, it's a computer. And I said, well, I see you've expensed that. You have taken the entire cost of that computer in one year. That's a depreciable item. You can't do that. You have to depreciate it over 5 years, meaning if it were $1,000 at the time, you would take $1,000 divided by 5 years, and you come up with $200 a year. I see you took all $1,000 in 1 year. You can't do that. And I said, hold on, just a second. And I pulled out the notes, and I said, and I turned the page sideways, and I said, oh, I've got here, Publication 17. This is Publication 17, isn't it? You know, I'd show him, and he'd go, yeah, that's what it says on that. Yeah, okay, that's our publication. Okay, good. So, well, here's what it says. It says you can depreciate an income-producing asset over its economic useful life. Now, being in the computer business, this is my prototype. This is the one I made to see if I like it. And if I like it, I'll make more of them. But, you know, computers change every 6 months. So what I've done is, you know, instead of half a year, I've given it a whole year of life. And so I've taken it in 1 year. And he said, wow, no one's ever said that before. So that deduction was approved. So I read their rules and I interpret them to my advantage. So I had all the answers. I had all those answers when I was filling out the tax return years prior. So,
but you don't find the answers quickly.
No, I read and reread and reread. And
audit, do you take your time finding the stuff?
Absolutely. I want to make sure that I comply with his requests or her requests, and sometimes it takes me a long time. I've got lots of time. I've got all day. I've got all day. They don't. They're in a hurry. I'm not.
Now, are they in a hurry because are they getting kickbacks on the money they get?
I can't prove this, but I believe that they get rewarded, you know, based on production. You know, I think they have meetings in the conference room, and they say, listen, great, great week last week. You know, they might meet on Monday. Great week we had last week. Harry, you did a great job. Unbelievable. How well you did, you know, we prevailed on X number of audits. Harry, what a shining example of what we all aspire to be like in this office. Okay, he may get that. He may win the lunch. He may win a bonus. And I've learned that IRS auditors get bonuses based on productivity.
Wow.
Yeah. So, are they your friend? No. Absolutely not. They are asking you to prove what you have signed that you attest is true on your tax return. You say this is true to the best of my knowledge. That's what you're saying when you sign that. And
now, do
saying,
you think they have
yeah.
you on a basically do not fly audit list?
Am I on
one? Something they're ready?
No.
Not that smart, huh?
Well, I don't think they're quite that sophisticated yet. And how would, you know, flying tie to... And I know what you're saying. You're saying, am I on a list? Yeah, I'm on a list. There's no question about that. I'm probably on many lists. But it's not because of... It's not because of flying. It's because of what I say. Okay? The things that I talk about. That puts me on a list. So I'm sure that there are plenty of people in the government saying, geez, I didn't know we could take those deductions. I mean, I'm sure they're learning the same thing that other members of our class are learning.
Interesting.
And am I afraid? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Let me give you an example. I am sitting behind a microphone at a desk, and I bought another microphone. Now, if I'm audited and they say, Mr. Finelli, I see you bought two microphones, I'll say, yeah. How do you justify having two microphones? You only need one. I would say to that auditor, did you drive here? And he'd probably say, yeah. And I say, okay, do you have another set of car keys besides the one that you used to get here? Do you have another set maybe at home? And why is that? In case you lose the first set? In case the first one gets broken? I mean, first one wears out? Why do you have two? Well, the reason I have two is because in case something happens, I need that second microphone as a backup. As a spare.
Yeah.
That's part of what I do. And by the way, it's my business. It's my decision. And that's a decision that I made.
And you said before like, that you can make mistakes in your decisions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I may say, you know what? That's a really good point you made. Well, so far I haven't had to use it. But I have it. And okay, that was a mistake. But it was a preparedness mistake. But I would submit to him that it's not a mistake. I would say, do you have insurance? Well, that's insurance to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I got to have a spare right away. Like, for example, this week, one of my computers failed. A half hour before broadcast time. I had to get a computer up and running. And if I didn't have spare parts, it would have been very difficult. Here's another thing. They want us to depreciate a computer over its over their schedule, let's say 5 or 7 years, depending on the tax year. I may buy a computer that doesn't work. I'd call that a box of parts. And I would expense that. I'd say, well, it doesn't work. So I'm going to use that as an expense over 1 year. And then I may buy a hard drive and make it work. Now I have another expense. Now when I put it all together, I've got a working computer, but it was a box of parts at first. So I would take that as a deduction over 1 year rather than over 5 or 7 years. See, it all depends on how you interpret the rules and how you plan your purchases.
Now, do they publish a lifespan for all types of equipment?
They have, yes. There is a publication that has the types of equipment. For example, if you look up hot water heaters, we talked about repairing a hot water heater. Okay. Now, if you replace a hot water heater, there are some people who say, well, that should last 27 and a half years, and you should depreciate that new hot water heater over 27 and a half years. They have that on a list. I submit to you that they don't last 27 and a half years, and it's not reasonable. I would look at the warranty, and I'd say, if I get the warranty period out of a hot water heater, I'm doing okay. And I would base it on that. So I would challenge them on it. Now, I may lose, but I don't think so.
Hmm. Now, there's a publication that lists all kinds of different equipment
and
what you do
is the
average lifespan that they accept?
No, but they have a publication that has equipment and the depreciation years that they want you to use. And what you do is get publication 17, and that is your key. That will take you to the other publications like business use of your home and so forth. And that's what you want to read, those two publications.
How many publications are there?
Too many. There are way too many, but publication 17 will take you to the three or four that you really do need. And it has links to it. So that's your key, publication 17. Just go to irs.gov, and then, or just go to your favorite search engine and type in publication 17. It'll take you right to the IRS website and link, and you click download, and you can look at it on your screen and print just those pages that you think apply. And you might print 30 pages. And then you can write in the margins, as I do.
And how can they challenge that?
They can't.
When you're right next to their verbiage.
Yeah, you use their verbiage for your advantage. That's what I do. Now, I say that there's some gray areas, okay? There's some, and a gray area is like that hot water heater. They say, Mr. Finelli, it's 27 and a half years. You didn't do that right. And I'd say, Harry, have you ever had a hot water heater last 27 and a half years? Do you know anybody? Because we'll call them right now. If you know their number, let's call them. Because I'd like to hear someone who's had a hot water heater last that long. Because they don't last that long. That's why they only warranty them for 3 or 5 or, so many years. Whirlpool used to make a hot water heater that guaranteed for life, and they decided that was a mistake. Okay?
Because they don't last anymore.
Right. They don't last a lifetime. They last much, and it's the same hot water heater that they sell with a 6-year warranty. So I would use that as an argument. Say, no, that doesn't make sense. I'm trying to be reasonable here. So let's be reasonable, Harry. Show me. And I'd say, show me where it says you can't do it. Show me where it says you can't. And I would stand firm on that until I saw lots of references that says I couldn't do it.
Now, what about the one where you said a security system could be a dog?
Sure.
I glanced over publication 17, and it said that you can't deduct your dog. How would you go around that?
I wouldn't go around it. I would go right with it. I would say, my security system is my dog. Okay? I feel it is to my advantage for my safety and my security to have my dog with me because I'm going to be teaching a class here at my home. And there are people that I sort of know. There are people who have been recommended by people I sort of know. But do I really know these people who are coming into my home? No. And I'm a woman. And I'm concerned. So my dog is going to be in class with me. And my dog will pay attention to any threats that he or she perceives. That is my security system. And I would stand on that. And I would say that there are maintenance costs that go with it, and you can see those are deductions as well. Show me why I shouldn't be secure in my business. Show me why. Show me why an alarm system is better for my business than having my dog right there, which is my alarm system. Show me an electronic system that's better than that. And I would challenge that. And I have. So I don't think, but you have to be willing to stand firm. Now, if you have a dog and you've got, a dog that's a pet, no, you can't deduct your pet. But if you have a dog that has a bona fide business reason for being part of your business, that's completely different. And that, I believe, is deductible. And I would stand on that. And that's one of those gray areas. And I've had an auditor in my class. I'm sorry, a CPA in my class, and she agreed. I'm right.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries. And Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Marty Barrett's with us. You know, Marty, I used to go around the country, and one of the seminars that I presented was, you know, this one right here that we're doing. And during one of the seminars, I said to the seminar class, you know, is there anyone in this room who thinks that what I'm saying is not true? Is there anyone in this room that thinks that some of these deductions are disallowed? Is there anyone that has experience or any problems with anything I've said? Does anyone think anything I've said is not true? And this one lady raised her hand and she said that she was a CPA. And that, yes, everything that I said is true, and this is all above board. He said, but you take it right to the limit, right to the edge. And I said, of course I do. It's my money. Why would I not do that, okay?
So I got one for
what
you.
What I'm saying is, yes, sure.
What if I meet my students at the library?
Huh?
What about my car, other than gas mileage?
Okay. Well, there are a couple ways you can do it. The actual cost of operating your vehicle for your business, that's oil changes, gas, tires, maintenance, repairs, all those things. Okay? But you've got to keep an inventory of your repairs. The simple way is 54 cents per mile. So what you do is you keep a log and you say, on this particular date at this time, I went from here to there. I went to meet my student or students. And here's how many miles it is. Much easier. So I use the per mile formula, 54 cents.
But not
per
anything
mile.
For the car itself. That's incorporated in that number?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
You take one or the other, either the actual cost or 54 cents per mile, and you can't switch back and forth. You pick one, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the easy way to do it, and probably the best way for most of us, is the 54 cents per mile. And that's what I use.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That counts depreciation on your car and everything too.
It takes all that into all that is built into the 54 cents per mile.
Got it.
Okay, what's next?
Well, it sounds like a lot of your audit philosophy relates to the fact that you have to have a lot of confidence in what you've done.
Absolutely.
So absolutely. It sounds
would
like
you go to would you go to a doctor that says, I think this, I don't know, maybe, or would you want to go to a doctor that has confidence? And the only way you can have confidence is by reading the rules, which is why I said in the beginning of this particular part three of the class that you have to read the rules. And you have to print them out. And you have to write your notes in them. And once you do, you will have confidence. Because it's not like you think. It's not like you say, well, I think this is... Is this allowed? Now you go, no, this is allowed. Here's what the IRS says. I know what it says. I've got it right here. Here's my copy. I think your copy... I believe your copy is the same. Same year. Huh. They both say the same thing. So here's what it means.
About now, how long do your audits last? Do they get tired of you fumbling through your receipts?
Well, it appears that I'm fumbling through. I'm not. I'm actually taking that time to look through the folder and look through all of the receipts that I've flipped through prior, and I'm committing them to memory. So if the auditor says, what about? I have that. It's in here. I'll have to find it, but it's in here. Okay, I'm thinking about his next questions while I'm taking through looking. It appears that I'm fumbling, but I'm not. I'm deliberately looking through. I'm taking time to compose my thoughts for my response, which probably is really an attack.
Now, how much time do they usually take doing an audit of you? What's the longest time they've ever taken?
The longest time was half a day. No, actually, that's not true. The IRS was half a day. The Commonwealth of Virginia, they sent an auditor who came to our house, and he spent a couple days. We put him up in the dining room, and he would go through. He wanted to see everything firsthand. So that was our experience with him. And when he left, he owed us money.
I don't doubt
so,
it.
Yeah. So, Marty, what do you think? Part four next week, next Friday, same time, same station.
Sure. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, let's talk about, you know, items that you can buy for your office, and you may have another family member that wants to start a business at home. And what if you have, you know, a couple people wanting to use the same home for multiple businesses? How does that work? So think through your questions. And by the way, did you fire your tax preparer?
Not quite yet, but I'm getting close.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At TCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.